T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cent, any size, any time, any day. And make sure to check out their new frozen cold brew. Ooh. Ooh.
That sounds good.
Frozen cold brew. Yummy.
Cold.
I'm vamping because we lost our contestant.
We did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ann, where are you?
Ann was there, and then Ann was gone.
Ann is back.
Ann is back.
Guess who's back?
Back
Ann
again.
Ann is back.
Ann is back.
Tell a friend. Ann is from Haverhill. Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
So Ann is going into her last day of work before summer vacation.
Woo-hoo!
She is a school psychologist.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Doing the universe's work. Thank you.
How old are the kids that you work with, Ann?
Middle and high school.
Middle and high school.
So important.
Yep.
Do you ever take a mental health day? Because I feel like that's important for you as well.
Some days.
Yeah. It's important.
I'm not going to lie.
Self-care is the best care.
Absolutely.
We didn't have a school psychologist in my high school.
I know that. That's what's so amazing about
it. You probably did, but you just didn't know she was there.
Oh, really?
We had a lunch lady. We would just tell her our problems.
No, there was a person that gave out the suspensions. I knew that person.
Yeah.
Sheriff Gallagher.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Ann?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie, you lose. Kennedy's now stepped into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. She's got 2,776 wins, only 230 losses. Question number one. Rachel Ray says she ate fried worms as a kid.
What?
Yay.
What is Rachel Ray most famous for?
She's a cook. A famous TV chef.
Question number two. Men in Black International won the box office over the weekend, but it only made $28.5 million, which is the smallest opening ever for a Men in Black movie. Which actor played Will Smith's partner in the original Men in Black films?
Oh.
Rachel Ray.
Martin.
Crazy.
I don't remember the last name.
Question number three. A woman on social media posted that there was a guy wandering around her airport terminal playing a flute for 40 minutes straight.
It's so good.
That guy turned out to be Andre 3000.
This is the greatest story.
The picture, too, is so good.
Which group did Andre 3000 rise to fame with?
Outkast.
Question number four. Paul McCartney has become an owner of the Green Bay Packers. He received a share of the team and a game ball before performing at Lambeau Field. What are Packers fans nicknamed?
Cheeseheads.
Question number five.
I like football, not this kind of football.
Ryan Tedder says that he almost replaced Adam Levine on The Voice 4 years ago.
Yes.
Which group does Ryan Tedder front?
One Republic. One of my favorites.
Let's get
Look
Kennedy.
At you crushing it.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Nice job.
Just some stone over Paul McCartney. Mm.
Do you ever use any of your expertise as a school psychologist when you're listening to our show?
Of course, every day.
I love her.
I'm writing a paper on you as I speak.
My thesis is about
Why
you.
Why morning radio is garbage.
Hoping to get published. Fingers crossed.
All right, Kennedy, as I have it scored, Ann ended up getting 4 out of 5.
Wow, well played.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number one, Kennedy. Rachel Ray says she ate fried worms as a kid. What is Rachel Ray most famous for?
She's a cook on television.
She is a celebrity chef. I have a couple of worms at the house that Barrett brought home from school. I'm just saying.
Do you want to eat them?
Anybody in?
No? If you pay me.
Okay. Tied at one. Question number two. Men in Black International won the box office over the weekend, but it only made $28.5 million, making it the smallest opening for a Men in Black film. Which actor played Will Smith's partner in the original Men in Black?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee is correct. 2-1. Question number three. Not Martin. Yes.
That's Bad Boys.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
A woman on social media posted that a guy was wandering around her airport terminal playing a flute for 40 minutes straight. That guy turned out to be Andre 3000.
That sounds lovely.
Right?
That's what I do when I'm at the
People
airport.
People can be so angry at the airport. I think that's wonderful.
I bring my piccolo.
Which group did Andre 3000 rise to fame with?
Outkast.
3-2. Question number four. Paul McCartney has become an owner of the Green Bay Packers. He received a share of the team and a game ball before performing at Lambeau Field.
This isn't round.
What is this?
This isn't a game ball.
What are Packers fans nicknamed, Kennedy?
Cheeseheads.
Yes,
4-3 is correct. Question number five. Ryan Tedder says that he almost replaced Adam Levine on The Voice 4 years ago, Kennedy. Which group does Ryan Tedder front?
One Republic.
One Republic is Woo! Right. Nice job. Nice job. Nice job. All right. So Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry. She got all five right, and you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of tickets to the Newport Flower Show. Happening June 21st through the 23rd at the historic Newport Mansion Rosecliff. Visit newportmansions.org for tickets. And enjoy your last day at school, okay?
Thank you.
That's all right. Go ahead. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I was going to say, I'm Ann from Haverhill, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. It is time for Redemption Week, Kennedy. Woo-hoo. Redemption Week is here. Kelly is from Newton. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
What was the score before when you defeated Kennedy?
She did pretty bad, I think. It was like 4-2. Bad for her.
Oof. In your face.
Oof.
It's tough.
Did she yell your mom at any point for one of the answers? Because I remember that day.
Yes.
Oh, is that it?
That's what it was.
Good enough.
Your mother was the answer to a geography question. Yes.
Kennedy, we got a text from 508. I thought you guys just had Redemption Week.
We did.
It's a replay week.
I lost real fast. Get off my back.
In your face, texter.
Your mom.
Kelly, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
I'll do better this time.
Oh, that was a one-fingered salute. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. You already know that part of the game. If you tie, you lose. And she is now out of the studio in that soundproof booth and can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. Ice Cube turned 50 over the weekend. He played a top Atlanta police officer who had to deal with his sister's annoying security guard boyfriend, played by Kevin Hart, in which movie?
Sorry.
Cheat.
I don't know.
Moving on.
Question number two. Jessica Biel is lobbying against a bill to require child vaccinations, not because she's anti-vax, but because the bill could be bad for the health of a kid with legitimate medical reasons to skip vaccinations. Who has she been married to since 2012?
Justin Timberlake.
KJ Apa? Is that how it's pronounced? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. He's 22 years old today. He plays Archie on Riverdale. Which now deceased actor played Archie's dad on the show?
Oh. I've never seen the show either. I have no idea.
Question number five. Rob Thomas is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Which band did he break out with in the 90s?
Matchbox 20.
Question number five. O.J. Simpson is now on Twitter.
No, thank you.
He says, and I quote, "You'll get to read my thoughts and opinions on just about everything."
No, thank you.
What's interesting is mostly only posted videos. I don't think
he doesn't understand the social media.
What does OJ stand for?
Orenthal James.
Orange juice.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You all right over there?
Microphone jumped at me, tried to attack me.
I hate it when that happens.
I would take that mic out.
It was scary.
Man, ghost microphone.
All right, Kennedy. Kelly, back for Redemption Week, who crushed your soul before, is winning today with three correct answers right
okay.
now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Ice Cube turned 50 over the weekend. He played a top Atlanta police officer who had to deal with his sister's annoying security guard boyfriend, played by Kevin Hart, in which film?
I don't know. Hmm?
Ride Along.
Shawshank.
Jessica Biel is lobbying against a bill to require child vaccinations, not because she's anti-vax, but because the bill could be bad for the health of kids with legitimate medical reasons to skip vaccinations. Who has she been married to since 2012?
Justin Timberlake.
Kevin Hart.
Tied at one. Question number three. KJ Apa, turning 22 today, he played Archie on Riverdale. Which now deceased actor plays Archie's dad
Luke
on that
Perry.
Show? Luke Perry, yes. All right, 2-1 for Kennedy. Question number four. Rob Thomas is going to be on Kimmel tonight. Which band did he break out with in the 90s?
Matchbox 20.
Santana.
3-2. Question number five. O.J. Simpson is now on Twitter and already has 500,000 followers. He said, and I quote, "You'll get to read my thoughts and opinions on just about everything." What does O.J. stand for?
Orenthal James?
Oregon Trail.
There you go.
With a J.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Jones. Mm-hmm. I saw you.
You and him.
Osmosis Jones.
Best
Talking
movie ever.
In the rain.
I forgot about that.
4-3, Kennedy. You get redemption.
Redemption is mine.
I'm sorry, Kelly. You don't get the cash, but you do get yourself a pair of tickets to A Wild Affair happening June 22nd at the Stone Zoo. Enjoy bites from the area's best restaurants and see the animals up close. It's a 21-plus event. StoneZoo.org for details, and you're going for free, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, well, thanks for playing for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Kelly. I'm from New Hampshire, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Somebody typing? You
can try. Yes, I type all the time.
You can't beat her.
It's annoying.
Oh, nothing you do is annoying, though. So
oh, no, a lot of things I do are annoying.
Then let me
That's
stop.
How I know annoying.
Let me stop.
Does this count as annoying?
Stop. Game time.
Kippy Kennedy
the most
brought to you.
Annoying sound in the world.
What movie is that from?
Dumb and Dumber, Carson.
Oh, that's a good one. Kempe Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Let's see who's going to play here this morning. Mike is from Medford. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right. Mike is on his way to work as a mechanical engineer.
What?
Yeah, long day ahead.
No, thank you.
I don't even know what that means.
What are you mechanically engineering this morning?
So I work at a place we make medical devices, all sorts of stuff. So always pretty fun, pretty dynamic.
Pretty dynamic.
Pretty dynamic.
It's pretty dynamic stuff over here.
I bet your after work parties are off the hook and chain.
Lit,
and dynamic. A lot of synergy. A lot of synergy over here at the dynamic place.
Oh, yeah, very well calculated.
Yeah. We are outside the paradigm.
All right, nerds, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. Mike, there are five pop culture trivia questions. All you have to do to win is get more right than Kennedy, who's now stepped out of the studio into a soundproof booth. I know you like that.
Soundproof booth,
right? Remember, you tie, you lose. Kennedy's got 2,778 wins, only 230 losses. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez posted a tribute to the father of her kids on social media over the weekend, and it included a video of their son, Max, reciting a poem to him. Which singer is the father of J-Lo's kids?
I should probably know that.
We're going to need a dynamic answer.
That's what you guys chat about.
Yep. I got nothing.
Go ahead, intern Alexis. Put the sad face up there. Oh. Question number two. Bill Cosby tweeted out a Father's Day message calling himself America's dad.
No.
No.
We're good.
He was referring, of course, to his character from The Cosby Show. What was the name of that family?
The Cosbys, I think.
Bold, dynamic, high-spirited. These are all synonyms. Energetic.
Question number three. Lord says her third album is in the oven.
What?
Where
still
is
bacon?
Where is Lord from?
Oh, geez. England?
Question number four. Paul Rudd wants fans to campaign for a third Ant-Man movie. Is Paul Rudd in his 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Let's go with 40s.
Question number five. A hacker threatened to release nude photos of Bella Thorne, so she went ahead and posted them herself.
Okay.
She starred in the 2015 movie The Duff. Duff was an acronym in the movie for what?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Oh, Mike.
Not your best effort.
The Stooge.
You wish you got
Oh, you think you had a suit, huh?
Which one of the stars, Mike?
Yeah, right. Did I get any?
Kennedy.
Yep.
Mike got zero.
No, he did not.
Out of five. And that on this show is called a Mel. Mel, 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 Mel.
Wiggy Wicks! Mike, I hope you engineer better than that, because that's a Mel. Not now, very dynamic.
Mike, are you new to the show? New to the show?
I've heard it. Okay. Game was off.
No, no, no. We love
I've
you, buddy.
Dabbled.
You come whenever you want.
I heard
just
it.
Stop by, drop in, drop out. It's fine.
Kennedy, these questions are so easy. You're probably going to win 5-0.
You're always so mean after they met.
I know.
With
it's really
these
brutal.
These are the easiest questions in history.
I'm here on your team, but no, I'm not.
Do you kiss your mother with that mouth? You got a Mel.
Question number one. Jennifer Lopez posted a tribute to the father of her kids on social media over the weekend, and it included a video of their son Max reciting a poem to him. Which singer is the father of J-Lo's kids?
Mark Anthony.
1-0. Question number two. Bill Cosby tweeted out a Father's Day message calling himself America's dad.
Oh, my goodness.
He was referring, of course, to his character from The Cosby Show. What's the name of the family on The Cosby Show?
The Huxtables.
2-0. Question number three. Lord says her third album is in the oven. Where is Lord from?
She's from England?
New Zealand. Ooh. Kennedy. Question Kiwi. Number four. Paul Rudd wants fans to campaign for a third Ant-Man movie.
I'd like another paycheck, please.
Is Paul Rudd in his 30s, 40s, or 50s?
40s.
He and I are the exact same age, 50 years old.
That guy moisturizes.
Yes, yeah, he does.
He looks like he's in his 20s. Question number five. A hacker threatened to release nude photos of Bella Thorne, so she went ahead and posted them herself.
Good on you.
She starred in the 2015 movie The Duff. Duff was an acronym in the movie for what?
Designated ugly female friend?
Oh, fat friend, Kennedy.
Oh. See, they weren't easy questions, Carson.
No.
Not even a little bit.
I didn't say they were. What are you talking about? 2-1, Kennedy. 2-0, you get the win, Kennedy.
Are it's
you
only Monday. I can't hurt him. It's only Monday.
Are you typing over
you
there?
You can do whatever you want, whatever.
You should type your answers next time, Kennedy. Nice job, Mike. I'm sorry, though. You don't get the cash or the win or any of that good stuff, but you do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to see Young the Giant and Fitz in the Tantrums on June 21st at
they?
The Rockland Trust Ooh. Bank Pavilion.
Sounds like a
Tantrums?
Win to me.
Oh, Mike. Fitz in the Tantrums. Yes. Yeah. You enjoy that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, Kennedy, can't beat you.
All right.
I am not smarter.
What was that?
I'm going to miss Mike.
What are you looking at me for?
Can we bring him back?
Amazing.
Mike, you say whatever you want to say, and you come by anytime you like.
You
all
just
right?
engineer the medical tools, and we'll be fine.
Dynamic.
You save lives, and we'll sit here and make fun of ourselves.
That.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.